Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Leaders lead at home. On a recent episode of the Craig and Greg Show, Greg and I discussed the vitally important role of leading in our families. Most parents know they should do this, but one of the things that gets in the way is trying to determine just how success should be defined in a family setting. Greg and I talk about the distractions to meaningful interactions with our spouse and kids, and I share a story about how I helped my church board understand this concept so that they could support me in this. Take a listen.
Do you think that some of us, and maybe this is a great question for our audience, do you think some of us derive or put more weight to the, hey, I did a good job at work today, versus I did a good job with my kids today, or with my spouse today, or with my neighbors today, or my own health at home today?
Sure.
Seems like it's alluring, you know, to want to be that amazing worker.
Right.
You know,
Well, I think that, you know, in my book, Shepherd Leadership, that's really the thrust behind that subtitle of the metrics that really matter. I think that some people, they only feel successful if they can measure it, if they can look at
yeah.
it. When you're in the middle of like parenting kids, it's not like you say, hey, here's the progress we made over this last week. You know, my son, my daughter grew in this area by 13% over the last quarter. You know, you don't have those things. So I think that some people like to go to their work accomplishments. Because think about when you're at a party or a social function where you meet somebody,
yes.
usually people say to you right up front, they're like, what do you do? They want to know, you know, like, and you're like, well, I'm a dad, I'm a husband, I'm a, you know, you go, that's not what they want to hear. They want to hear you say, well, I'm the president of, or I'm the director for, you know, our company does. And we're always looking for these things that are like tangible things. Like let's, you know, how can we measure those? And your relationships, whether they're kids, family, friends, there's not really a tangible way to measure that growth.
I won't speak of the person's name because I don't want to embarrass him, but I remember him sharing as he built his business and built his career, it was almost a badge of martyrdom. You know, I'm working on about 4 hours sleep this week. I got some big projects, but they're going to hit.
Yep.
So what kind of dad were you? What? I worked till 10 o'clock at night. I haven't seen my kids in 4 days.
Yeah.
And it's such an alluring distraction.
Oh, sure.
I think for us leaders, that's what we got to protect, in my opinion, is the investment at home. I think one of your quotes is the hero at work, but a zero at home.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what we wish to be.
No.
You had a cool thing when you just signed up, became interviewing for your job now at Calvary Church, how you kind of told the board, this is how I need yes. you all to know we work as a family.
Yep.
Share that.
Yeah, I told them, if you bring me on as your pastor, I will love this church and I will invest in this church. But next to my family, you're going to take a really distant second. I'm never going to have this thing like, oh, there's a church function and I got something with my kids at school. Which one am I going to do?
Ooh.
Because what I told them, I said, the bottom line is anybody could be the pastor at this church, but I'm the only one who can be Betsy's husband and I'm the only one who can be my kid's dad.
Yeah.
Nobody else can do that.
Yeah.
And you could plug that in. It doesn't have to be, you know, the pastor of a church, but any place, any job, I hate to burst your bubble, but you are replaceable. You know, so the job, somebody else can do our job, but back at home, nobody else can step into those roles the way that we can. And so I think that really helped me keep it in perspective. And then, you know, when your family sees that consistency, when there is a time where you say, hey, look, you know, in the case of my role as a pastor, somebody's in the hospital or a family member just passed away, you know, and I need to go conduct a funeral service, your family understands those things.
Right, right.
You know, because you have made it such a priority, they understand when the things come up that can't be scheduled, and they give you the grace for that. But when it's constant, like, oh, I got to do this at work today, and they're like, well, yeah, we were kind of expecting that, then that's sad that it would be like that.
The bottom line, someone else can do our jobs, but we are the only ones who can be the godly spouse for our husband or wife and the godly parent for our kids. Let's make sure this is always our priority. If you'd like to watch this full episode of The Craig and Greg Show, or if you'd like to know more about my book, which I mentioned in this podcast, I've shared links in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.